forte. I think Uneliso must check because I understand that the minutes of the of 2019 and the first month of the first 3 months, if not the fourth Atlantic month of 2020, those minutes were adopted and we were still in lockdown, the second lockdown. So the minutes that I think we must then adopt today, they must start immediately after July, after June.
July.
Those, yes, from June, yeah. July. We must start there. Yes. But I know there was the set of minutes of 2019 and the first Plantica with the months of 2020 that were adopted immediately in the second lockdown.
Akafunde lento lama minutes awaphethe ne honorable Mkhwebe, because nami I know ukuthi we have adopted a set of minutes. The only thing now is that we don't have all our documents because we were using these iPads and laptops, so it's difficult to look at all of them. But thank you for having that information. Let Nelisa present what she has, and then we'll take it from there. But I haven't received this document now that you're presenting.
In the meetings, in the committee meetings, during the lockdown, on the virtual, school up and gone, I made a mistake here about Nelisa. Abe uye waba confused. So, ngicabanga ukuthi into sinceda ukuthi yena arise what she has, yes.
Yeah.
Because sonke nje masilapha khona manje, we are confused at the person. Akukho noyiwana ongaphinda khumbule. Also, we are still fear of this COVID. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. I think these ones, where we had joint meetings with the select committee, we adopted these minutes. But let's adopt them so that for safety, let's adopt them. Because when I read these minutes, I remember what we adopted these ones. But it's fine. Okay. Did you send these minutes, Nelly, to honorable members?
Yes, Chair, we have the minutes.
Ungisendele kuphi mina ke ngoba ngibhizi ngibhekile la kuya eParliament angikayi receive. Honorable Hlongo, you are like, ne? You got them now, or you got it when?
Uwasendile tolo, I bulk lama minutes from the 5th of May 2020.
I don't have those ones. Langa ngithumelele wona mina, akhuluma ngoJulayi, akhuluma ngalanka wa this time, uwamanje this year, eFebruary. Langa u-8, I think ilanka u-6 Joyce bekawafundi. Futhi langa ahlangene nale ne-agenda. Okay, give us amaminutes. Ngicela ungisendele lawo maminutes. I can't adopt amaminutes nganawo la ngawabona.
Asenda, Chair.
Ngifuna ukuwafunda. Ngoba ngiyawabona kwamacala ngo-9 July 2020. At 5 August. November 24. Flow Nelisa Phangisa, please.
Thank you, Chair. I've flighted the minutes of the 5th of May 2020, Chair. It was a joint meeting with the Select Committee on Health and Social Development. The agenda was briefing by the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities on the annual performance plan, strategic plan and budget for 2020-2021. These are the minutes, Chair. Not sure if I need to go through all of them.
Well,
do I read all of them?
Yeah, Pence. Hey, Mela. Ngiyela phezulu khona into engayi understand la. Sabungqobo.
Yes, chapa.
You have this minute. We're la phezulu nelo ufuna ukubona members present. Can you explain this minute?
These were the minutes. This was our first meeting after the lockdown, Chair, and we were requested to have joint meetings with the Select Committee on issues of that are common with both committees. So these minutes are the minutes of the
Okay, now I remember. Okay, you remember, honorable members, after during lockdown, level four or level three, né? Where we were asked to have joint portfolio committee meetings. With the select committee, select committee from the NSOP. So during those days, we were having joint meetings with the NSOP. So that's why I was confused. I was going through the minutes, trying to understand which minutes are these and why were we having joint meetings with the NSOP. So now I remember. that it was during that time of a lockdown. So how are we going to adopt this? Okay, now they will adopt these minutes in their own meeting, ne? That's what you are saying, Nelis.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay, I remember again this meeting. Okay, honorable members, these are the minutes. Here are the minutes. Can I get hands of honorable members?
Can those who were present in that minute, in that meeting, move for the adoption, please?
Honorable Mastiko.
Chair, my hand is up because I don't know whether I'm the only member who has not received, who does not have these minutes of the 30th.
No, even myself. And
I have the others, these ones, I can't pick them up. So I'm actually struggling to even read them from the screen because I'm only seeing one portion, which is attendance.
Pamela, Masiko, nami deciding it angisendele langa sikawa sendile manje. Honorable Mgweba, stay.
Chair, I was not present on this on those day of the meeting.
Hey, kuzomela ufune indlela yokuthi sivule ngoba nanga ayasivalela. Awufuna ukuvula. Okay. Honorable Mgweba.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, honorable members. And my problem is that I can't open these minutes. Yeah. I know that in a folder called Zip, and there are many. So I'm trying to just before I adopt so that I must just quickly go through these minutes. So I can't do it because this Zip, I think, can't open. Or else, if Chair, through you, honorable members, if Neliswa quickly, you know, each and every minute, quickly flag them, quickly just page one, we look page two, so and be fast.
Chairperson, I'm not sure whether I'll be correct to say maybe because of this one, we don't have them at the moment. Why don't we just skip this one and go to other minutes that we already have, adopt them, then if we still have got time so that Neliswa can send us those outstanding minutes. And after this one, then we'll go back to the ones that we didn't have earlier so that we can adopt them. So that, because we don't have enough time, Chairperson, we are left with only an hour now. It was just my suggestion. Thank you, Chair.
No, that's what I was thinking, Sister Joyce, because Nami, I'm trying to open the zip layer corner, not in the problem. But when you open the zip, ne, go to where it says preview content. And click there. When you click there, it will open. I don't know why the ones that you have flagged now, Nelisa, I don't have. Because now I've opened almost all of these ones.
Chairperson?
Yes?
I think the ones, this one that was made, we don't have. That's why I say let's just concentrate on the ones that you are having. The ones that you have, that one I read, the I think they are 8 or what. The one that she sent yesterday, we have them all. Why don't we concentrate on them? And she must make sure that she sent us this one. Because we really, we don't have. No, I don't have. I thought maybe she was sending it now, but I'm checking my emails. I don't have them.
No, she sent a set of minutes, but the set of minutes that she sent, Ms. Joyce, is the same as the one that we received yesterday. That is starting with the minutes of 9 July, and it has the one that Honorable Ngobo was correcting February this year.
Yes, Chairperson, you're correct. So why don't we take those minutes that we have, all of us now?
Yeah.
That's I'm sure yesterday.
I'm sure Nelly saw what you must do. When? Let's start with the minutes. Let's see. I think I see 8 is 1, 2. Oh, now, it's the name, sister. It's now Kono Ulokujan. I think these are slow.
Chairperson,
hello.
Chair, if you, when I look at the email given by Neliswa, this minute fall under the minute called 5:50, 26 May, 2 June, 8, 9, and 10 July. So that's the zip folder where this meeting minutes is in, because I have it.
Yes, Chair, I've also now received it in the email.
That it's opening like that, but for mine, when I look at that folder that is written 5 minutes, 15:26, 2 June, it is. Yeah. But there's one set of minutes that I have. I don't know. According to gadgets that you're having.
Correct. Chair, if you're using your iPad, on the top there is where it says minutes 5:50:26 to June.
Yeah.
There's three lines and three dots.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Press that one, then you'll see.
Oh, yeah. Minutes. Thank you, Honorable Sheriff. Did you get it, Honorable Members?
Yes, Chairperson.
Yes, Chairperson. Now
yes,
we can see them. Yeah.
Thank you, Honorable Sheriff. You know, you are young, so you are IT gurus. You are not like us, the old school. Okay, when you read there, I can see now minutes of the 15 of the 5 May. Yeah. Okay. Langok. Umam Sonti. Babu Ngobo. Honorable Sheriff. Honorable Mkweba. Honorable Masondo. Honorable Masiko. Myself. Honorable Mpiti, but Mpiti is not in the meeting. Yeah, we were preparing for the budget for last year. If you remember, honourable members, here the department came to present their strategic plan and their annual performance plan for 2020-2021 financial year. So this is what the department presented, and they also responded on the issues that we raised in the meeting in relation to COVID-19. I remember we had a concern that Amma shops, a small business, the informal business sector is struggling because they are not open. The ones that are open are those big businesses. And I think, yeah, here basically the department was presenting their APP on what is it that they've done and what is going to happen moving forward. Here the department was also telling us that they were told to reprioritize so that they can accommodate issues that are relating to the pandemic. And we're asking each department also to what is going to happen in terms of non-negotiable sanitary dignity program, which how are they going to distribute and so on. Gender-based violence, it was increasing during lockdown, and we had concerns as members that women are being now frustrated because they are staying in their homes. Those abusers are with them in the house. I think those are the deliberations of that meeting that day. So I'm sure Nelly, so that's how you would advise each committee must look and adopt the minutes.
Yes,
on the joint meetings.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So, and the debate, we debated. Okay. So, Nwaboni. Babu Nwabo, Honorable Sheriff, Honorable Masiko, Honorable Mamsonti, Honorable Mkweba.
Chairperson, I'll note these men.
Sorry?
Are you looking for adoption, Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Chair.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Chair.
Yes, Honorable Gweber.
No, thank you very much. I'm seconding these minutes with as a true reflection of the meeting of the 8th July 2020.
So, Honorable Sheriff, you're moving for the adoption, eh?
Yes, Chairperson.
Honorable Gweber is for the adoption of the minutes. The minutes of the 5th of May have been adopted. Let's go to the next set of minutes. Fifteen May. Yeah, it was a meeting with NYDA where NYDA was presenting their strategic plan for 2020 to 2025, and annual performance plan and budget for 2020-2021. So, members present, all of us were present. Honorable Masiko, Masondo, Mkweba, Maluleke, Klongo, MPT, Sheriff, Ngobo, Sonti, Ekaula, and Mamhlengwa. All of us were present in this meeting where the NYDA was making a presentation. I remember they were even complaining that their budget has been reduced. So issues that we deliberated on was the first one was the issue of the board. Would the board, the term of office of the board have lapsed? And the CEO was recommended to and or was to be recommended to be the executive authority because there was no way that they will appoint an interim board. We also raised issues of how does the NYDA respond to issues of COVID-19. Businesses that they have supported in the 100 days, I remember. Members were vocal about that. How are they assisting young people? And then that's where they told us, Kuchi, in these 100 days, what is it that they've done? I remember that we are also asking them that what is it that they've done for the young disabled young people who live with disability conditions. Here we're asking them about their working relationship with the Department of Women. EPWP program. On what is their preparation for June 16? Whether they are going to have a location, because there was a lockdown regulations, but how are they going to observe it, whether they are going to be physical or visually. And then here we made some recommendations. Yeah, can I help? Hey, keep it at the meeting.
No, you're still there.
Who called you?
You got I was up there. I would see, imagine, I mean, I'm going to screen, I'm going to next.
I've raised my hand, Chair.
Yeah,
we can also see you, Chair. We can see you, Chair.
Ha, I'm sure. Look, I'm going to I'm going to
yeah, I'm going
to yes, that's so. And you have a Maya Vala. Okay, can I get a move on for the adoption of the minutes?
I did raise my hand, Chairperson Maluleke. I want to move for the adoption of this minute as a true reflection of what happened on the 15th of May, 2020. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Maluleke. Can I get a second?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I second the mover for the adoption of the minutes for the 15th of May, 2020, as a true reflection.
Thank you very much, Honorable members. The minutes of the 15th May, 2020 are adopted. Let's go to the next, I think it's the 20-something. 26th May. Twenty-sixth May. It was the visual meeting. CGE was presenting their annual performance plan and their strategic plan for 2020 to 2021 financial year. Members present was Honorable Masiko, Honorable Masondo, Honorable Mkweba, Honorable Maluleke, Honorable Songo, Honorable Mpiti, Honorable Sheriff, Honorable Ngobo, Honorable Sonti, Honorable Kaula, Mamshengwa, had an apology. Okay. I remember we had a concern also here that the budget for CGE was also reduced. Now, both they were asked to reprioritize issues of COVID-19. And we also we're having concern also on how are they going to work and how is COVID-19 affecting their work. Because during this time, women were beaten, women were raped, and there were other cases that they were attending. But today, CGE here, I think CGE was working a lot during that era of lockdown. Even us, as honorable members, I think we're doing a lot of work during that time.
Chairperson?
Yebo.
I'm on the resolutions for the minutes, and I'm on bullet number 3 of the resolutions, which is item number 5. It says that the commissioners must have a clear plan on how they would contribute to fulfilling the CGE strategic plan. I'm not sure what we are referring to there.
It's wrong. It's an error. It must be corrected. Ufunda bullet number one.
Bullet number three of the resolutions. The commissioners must have a clear plan on how they would contribute to fulfilling the CGE's strategic plan and APP.
It can be. It doesn't make sense. Yes,
I think, Chair, instead of fooling, it must be fulfill. Not fooling. I think fulfilling. Fulfill.
I think what we needed, what we wanted to say is that they must ensure that they implement their strategic plan. That's why it's this thing of fulfilling, but it should be implementing.
Yeah, no. I think let's capture it that way, Honorable Maluleke. Maluleke. Because I'm trying to read it so that it can make sense to me. Because this is an official document. So, Maoshaya about fulfilling Honorable Mkweb. It won't represent the...
No, Chair, I was correcting that word, fulfilling.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I think the way it has captured it was fulfilled.
Okay. Let's delete this one and capture exactly what the Honorable Maluleke was saying, that the CGE must ensure that they implement the strategic plan and the APP fully. I think there was a concern also that was raised that this plan must clearly articulate their role at national and provincial level.
Chairperson.
Hello, Masiko.
I think that bullet was specifically addressing the role of the individual commissioners. It's addressing the concern of the committee when we said that it's not clear what exactly the commissioners are doing with regards to implementing the strategy individually, for that matter, as commissioners, the role of the commissioners and not CGE as a whole. I think it was addressing the concern that the committee has always had regarding the work of the commissioners, both at a national level and at a provincial level, in implementing or towards implementation of the strategic plan of CGE.
That's correct, Chairperson. I just wanted to say the same thing that Honorable Masiko said.
Okay, but the way it's captured here, it doesn't explain exactly what we're trying to say. So we must help us to put it correct. In fact, this bullet, can one of you help us to capture this bullet correct so that it can make sense to the resolutions? Because the way it is now, it doesn't talk to what we're discussing in the meeting. You know, when you read our resolutions, it must reflect exactly what we were discussing in the meeting, but when you read this bullet, that's why we are struggling to make sense. And we remember now that what is it that we're discussing in the meeting? Can one of you, Masiko, can you assist in this bullet so that we move to the next bullet? Write it down and read it for us, and then we'll tell you if that's how it must be captured. Okay.
Chairperson,
yes.
I'm not too sure, but I think the word implementation for me would change the statement as a whole.
In yeah.
that the commissioners must have a clear plan on how they would individually contribute to the implementation of CGE strategic plan and the APP. And then the follow-up sentence then says, which for me is still correct, this plan must clearly articulate their role at national and provincial level.
Yeah. Bale phansi so that ukusendele nelisa zokwazi ukukaptura right.
Kulungile sir.
Yeah. And then the last one. Where is Kashifa?
Morning, Chair. I'm right here.
Read the last bullet.
The committee agreed that notwithstanding the current fiscal constraints, the CGE's finances should be enhanced in order for it to fully give effect to its mandate, particularly now with the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay. You know, when you give other people to read for you, it will make sense, because sometimes when we read the other way around. So you must ask another person to help.
Chair?
Yes.
Honorable. Morning, Chair. Apologies.
Oh, you're back.
Yes. I've just finished my meeting. Apologies to the committee.
No,
Chair, I wanted to come in on this last point.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, you know, my recollection of that meeting on this point was in regards to the allocation that was made previously to the CGE and how exactly when they were essentially lobbying the committee to receive more funds in future so that they can expand their work. So I think my input would be on that last point, that we need to be clear in what it reads right now about the finances should be enhanced. I think we need to be clear that the committee is, you know, putting on the table the fact that the CGE must receive, you know, an increased appropriation where fiscally possible. Obviously, we don't know the dynamics of Treasury, etc., but where fiscally possible, must receive an increased appropriation to increase the work that they are doing. And obviously, this was linked to the conversation around the targets that they have, which are more, you know, program-based and are more inside the communities than what the department is. And that was the motivation for that increased or that enhanced finances of CGE. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, so but now You see, you took us back to the discussion. Hence, even myself, I was reading it and reading it, trying to recall what we were discussing that day. And then now we need to put it in the right perspective on and exactly what we were saying as the committee. Well, how did we resolve on this matter? We agreed as the committee that National Treasury should review the allocation of a CGE based on the workload they have. And then, we must capture it correct. Pity.
But, Chairperson, the way you are saying it now is the correct way. Yes. Let us take what you are saying now, that Treasury must look into the budget. The way you were saying it now, I think it's...
The Treasury must review the allocation of CGE based on the workload that they are doing. Because, Rimela, they have not revised the allocation of CGE all these years. They've been allocating less funds to ECGE as if they don't check the environment where we are now and the workload that as a country we are faced with, and the important role that CGE is playing now. So I think that one, Ms. Joyce, what is it, capture a chini?
Person.
Yeah. So that when we do amendments, as agreed in the committee.
Chair, can I propose a sentence?
Okay.
So I would propose as follows. The committee agreed that notwithstanding the current fiscal constraints, the CGE's budget allocation should be reviewed with the intention of amending or increasing the allocation to give effect to its mandate.
Something like that. Or
Kashifa must also assist there.
I've captured it according to what Honorable Mpiti said, just to repeat. The portfolio committee agreed that notwithstanding the current financial fiscal constraints, the budget allocation for the CGE should be reviewed with the intention of increasing the allocation to give effect to its mandate.
Yeah. Okay. Can I get the Honorable Mpiti to move for the adoption of the minutes with the amendments?
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. Can I get a second, Honorable Maluleka? Obviously, you are second.
Yes, Chairperson. I second the mover for the adoption of this minute. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. The minutes of the 26th May 2020 have been adopted. So we go to... I imagine a motion. The next set of minutes should be June, eh? Ish.
Yes. It should be 2nd June, right, Chairperson?
2nd June, yes. You have already read them. why do you bring the draft, Susalo draft, the final draft? Something happened to my gadget. Can we continue, honorable members? It's still opening now. Masiko?
Yes, honorable chair.
Can you continue with this one? My gadget has done its own thing now. It keeps loading and loading and loading and loading. Can you continue with this minute? Zange ithutshun.
Ithutshun, kulungile sihlale.
Yeah, because iyaloada ngazo, iloada in.
I'm also trying to open them, Chair. There's 2 June. The minutes of the 2 June, Chairperson, was considering and adopting the committee report on budget vote number 20. Present in the meeting was the Chairperson, Honorable Masiko, Honorable Masondo, Honorable Mkweba, Honorable Maluleka, Honorable Mpiti, Honorable Sharif, Honorable Ngobo, Honorable Sonti, Honorable Klengwa. We had the apologies of Honorable Songo and Honorable Kaula. It was a very short meeting. It was just considering the committee report on budget vote 20, where the content advisors presented the report and the statement of the committee on allowing alcohol consumption under level 3 was made and drafted and adopted by the committee. So those were the only 2 items which we presented in the meeting. The resolution that was taken in that meeting, we had 2 resolutions where the committee was requested to, should request the implementation plan from the department on the NYDA Youth Month program, as well as releasing the statement on Youth Month based on the input of all members. Those are the only 2 items that were dealt with in that meeting. It was a very short meeting.
So this bullet must be corrected, and it must be read according to what you said now. Because when you read it now, it says the committee should request.
I think we had requested Chairperson because it was 2 June. I think we had not received the Youth Month program from the NYDA. It was the 2nd of June by then. So we had requested not really the implementation plan, but the Youth Month program as a whole.
Yeah, we requested the Youth Month program.
Yes.
From the department and the NYDA.
Yes, Chair.
So we are amending here. Nelisa. This one also was done by us. Okay, can I get a move for the adoption of this minutes with the amendment? Honorable Sharif?
Yes, Chairperson?
Yeah. Can I get a move for the adoption of this minutes with the amendment you just made?
No problem. Yeah, I move to adopt these minutes with the amendment.
Yeah. Seconda? Honorable Songo, you are not part of the
meeting. Masondo, when you call me, you know, Pamsil.
Oh, Masondo, Pamsil.
Yeah, yeah, I seconded the move of the adoption of the set meeting minutes. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. The minutes of the 2nd June 2020 have been adopted. Let's go to the another set of minutes. July. So June, we had only one meeting, ne?
Yes, the next one is the 8th of July.
So we go to July 8th.
Yes.
Why never? Why give me kufula in unless Nelly saw pile wrong? We have vula in 8th July.
We have vula chair.
Mara, kupuma in.
Kupuma won 8th July, where we were having a briefing by the department on the adjusted annual performance plan and budget for 2020-2021, the 8th of July.
I want to put my figure again, and then myself will like in the will continue.
The meeting was considering the adjusted annual performance plan as well as the budget for 2020-2021. All members were present besides Honorable Mpiti, Honorable Sonti, and Honorable Kaula. The briefing was presented by, there were contributions from the Deputy Minister in that meeting. There were observations that were made by the committee where we had deliberations on the APP targets and whether or not the adjusted APP targets will be achieved or will be carried over to the next financial year. In that same meeting, the committee had requested the department to provide rationale for the retraction of funds in the advocacy and mainstreaming program. We also dealt with the issue of the NSP on GPV, where we had inquired as to the progress of the monitoring and evaluation tool to monitor and evaluate the implementation of the NSP. We had then also from the department requested for more information on the sanitary dignity program, specifically during the COVID-19 period. And also dealt with also the COVID response of the department. Amongst the resolutions that the committee took in that meeting, was that the department should re-advertise the national youth policy or extend, in fact, the closing date for the submissions of the public comment for the national youth policy. And we then also discussed the issue of the revival of the wage bill that had lapsed in 2014. So those were the deliberations and the resolutions of the meeting, Chair, of the 8th of July 2020.
Yeah, and that means what Val presented yesterday. You remember when I raised a concern, and Honorable Mpiti and Sheriff seconded what I was raising yesterday. Meaning, what Val was saying yesterday was wrong. It was misrepresentation of facts. Kashifa, can you just remind us?
Sure, no problem, Chair. Just to reiterate what Chair is saying now to members, these minutes reflect that the committee went through the adjusted APP and budget. So in other words, you went through the program, they presented on what targets changed, what moved, what was omitted. So that would impact on what you then monitor at every quarter. and also you agreed to the changes in the budget. So after this meeting of the minutes that you have looked at, for Q2, when myself, Tasneem and Crystal look at the analysis, we base it on what members had agreed to in this adjusted APP. And what we had raised in Q2, Crystal and Tasneem and myself, was there was discrepancy. That we know the targets changed, we know the budgets changed, but what they kept reporting on was different. Yesterday's meeting, they then said, no, we're not looking at just this adjusted budget. They've gone back to the original budget in terms of reporting on targets. But as chairs indicated, members, that's incorrect. Because you as a committee agreed to the adjusted APP. So that means when you look forward to Q2, 3 and 4, it's based on the adjusted APP. You can't now go back to the original APP because legally and process and procedurally things have changed. But what Valid indicated is that now they will be sending a letter to the committee to indicate what the changes are. But to date, that letter wasn't spoken about in Q2. We only heard about it yesterday, and we have yet to receive the letter to say what the new changes are then. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you get it, ne? You remember, honorable members, in fact, honorable sheriff even said, in fact, we adopted the adjusted budget. So what Val was saying yesterday was misleading us. We were right. Which one? Are we measuring performance for the third quarter? Which one? Which? Are we dealing with the adjusted annual performance plan, or are we dealing with the first one? So I think what we need to do is to write a letter to them, raising our concern regarding what they explained yesterday. Let me get your views first. You know, it's important that from moving forward, we need to read our minutes. Ne? We must not nearly keep minutes for a long time without us discussing them, so that we can be able to remember exactly, because it's not always whereby we will remember each and everything that we said in a meeting. But when you adopt your minutes, you are able to remember things that were discussed in a meeting. Mama Luleke? Joyce?
Yes, Chair.
Yes, ngakhuluma, Mama.
Oh, finally I adopt, ne?
Yes. I was saying, before we adopt, we need to write a letter to the department, raising a concern on the response that they gave us yesterday, based on the minutes that we are just reading now, that what Uval was explaining yesterday and the letter that they were supposed to have written to the portfolio committee, and but they didn't until we asked them questions in the meeting, then the issue of the letter came up, that they were supposed to have written a letter to update us on their report is based on which Which annual performance plan?
No. I remember, Chairperson, because they said they had a reviewed ATP, but then we are not sure which report they are basing, on which ATP they are basing their report on. I think, Chairperson, you are correct. We must write that letter to them so that they can rectify what they did yesterday.
Yeah, that's why Honorable Sheriff said, no, we have adopted the adjusted annual performance plan.
Yes, Chairperson. I think you are correct. We must write that letter to them. Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Sheriff.
Chair, just two things. The first one is I absolutely agree with you that we need to write a letter to the department. The fact that the department came to our committee and misled us in Tuesday's meeting is absolutely unacceptable. The second point, Chairperson, is regarding and agreeing with you on doing minutes so late. We are all human beings. We are all really busy. And so oftentimes these things slip through the cracks, and it's just human error, as I can put it. Mm. So perhaps, as I've asked before, maybe we can get matters arising that we can go through every second meeting or every, you know, quarter or something, where we log everything that we've expected the department to do, and so we can follow up and see if they've done it. Because I fear that the department gets away with a lot because we deal with so much, and we don't always go back to follow up. So maybe matters arising, and then we track it. So have they done this? We remove it. They haven't done this. Why haven't you done this? When will we get a follow-up? And one example was the previous minutes with the NYDA, when we know we're still waiting for some reports to come through to the committee. So that's just my suggestion, Chairperson.
Yeah, I think your suggestion is accepted, is welcome. We are going to have one Wednesday. We'll allocate one Wednesday. Every month, we'll allocate one Wednesday, whereby for that month, we'll be at, looking at the minutes, and then when we adopt them, we know exactly. And then we'll have a Kashifa. We'll need to have a... Before we sit in that meeting, what you need to do yourself and Neneliso is to a draft table, a separate document where you have a table of outstanding matters for matters arising that were supposed to be done by the department. You understand what I'm saying? You write, draw in a table where you are going to write issues that need to follow up as matters arising, so that we can remember them every time.
Thank you, Chief.
And be able to follow up on the department.
Chief,
yes, honourable members. Am I missing someone?
No, sorry, Chair. That was me, Kashifa. I have done in all my briefs, Chair, so CGE, Department and NYDA, I make sure at the end of the document I produce, I tell members, these were the resolutions from our previous meeting. And the two questions I always ask is, what was implemented, why was it not implemented, and what progress has been made. So I've made sure that every time we have a brief, Chair, I go back to the minutes, I take out the resolutions, and I put the resolutions in the brief. So maybe the next time we have a meeting, it's then to go to the bottom of my document. I put those resolutions down and along with questions as well, so that from there, So if if none of those things were answered on the Wednesday meeting, we can then once a month say, out of all the questions that were raised, these are the sole, the outstanding matters.
Yeah, I think we need to do that, Honourable Members, so that you can be able to do justice to our oversight. Thank you very much. Yes, Honourable
No, I hear what Kashifa is saying, but I think what you are proposing is the correct way. We have a specific register of our resolutions of the meeting on that day. And when we come for the tracking or the follow-up on the recommendation that you do, we check on that register whether they have implemented our resolutions or not. Because I understand what Kashifa is saying, but we don't usually take it serious. But if we have specific time and a specific register, I think we'll be going somewhere. Because if you can check what Zondo Commission is saying about us on oversight, it's some of the things that we are lacking to make follow-up on our resolutions and our recommendation to executive or department. So I suggest that we have a specific register. Even though Kashifa, in her analysis at the end, she will ask those questions, but let us just have a specific register. As you are proposing that at least once a month we have a day where we are going to look at our resolutions and recommendations and check if they have implemented them. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, and that day will also deal with correspondence that came in. Yeah, Kashifa, you need to do it the way we're saying, so that we are able to see, because you list them and then we'll, members, it will be easy for members to go through reading it, and then when the department come in, or NYDA and CGE, to all of them, CGE, NYDA, the department, you need to do them like that. So that we when we sit on that day, we were able to check. We'll use that as our checklist on how far are they. So that we know exactly, even when they respond, we'll know. Yeah, they haven't done anything. So that proposal is seconded. Can I get a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Any amendments? Honorable Mkweba? Honorable Mkweba? Mam Sonti? Mam Sonti was not part of the meeting. PT was not part of the meeting.
I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening to everything.
Can I get Honorable Mkweba and Pavu Ngobo?
Thank you very much, Chair. Moving forward, I'm moving for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of what transpired to that meeting, and also the recommendations by the meeting. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Mkweba. Honorable Ngobo?
I second the adoption of the minutes. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. The minutes of the 8th July 2020 have been adopted. Let's go to the minutes of the 9th July 2020. NYDA was briefing us on the adjusted annual performance plan and the and budget for 2020-2021. The CEO presented on behalf of NYDA because there was no board. We're still busy with the filling of the vacancies for the board. So the CEO now is the executive authority. So that's why he was the one who was making a presentation. And then the observations that were made by the committee was that the committee commended the NYDA for the presentation and the inclusion of young people with disabilities. However, the committee was concerned that the budget of the Creation of Jobs program has been reduced by 16 million and that 2 million reduced on research, and requested the NYDA to give reasons for the budget adjustment. And the committee also requested the NYDA to extend the date of submission of comments on the national youth policy to ensure that all stakeholders can submit their comments. The committee noted that the NYDA will create immediate jobs and wanted to know what are the jobs and how soon can these be created. These jobs can be created. The committee also inquired as to what are the interventions to provide women and youth with skills and employment. The committee wanted to know the plans of the NYDA in relation to COVID-19 and communication strategies to ensure that young people are safe. The health and wellness facilities for young people. The committee questioned what if any role the what role the NYDA has played in facilitating mental health and wellness wellness facilities for young people. The committee questioned what role the NYDA has played in facilitating mental health and wellness for young people. So this one, you must correct it, Nelisa, as I was reading. Also, so if no any. Nalapa, health and wellness for young people. It also we also inquired whether the NYDA was addressing issues of rape culture and GBV in schools. The committee inquired whether the NYDA was addressing issues of rape, culture, and GBV in schools. The committee inquired whether NYDA was addressing issues of rape, culture, and GBV in schools. The committee inquired as to whether the NYDA has done research on the hemp industry as an industry that could create employment for young people. I think that one, this one is exactly, was captured correct the way we were saying. The committee noted that the NYDA conducts The committee noted that the NYDA conducts online and face-to-face training and requested clarity on how this was being done and requested clarity on how was this done in the context of COVID-19. I'm sure, Minister, as I'm reading, you are making my corrections, ne?
Yes, sir.
The committee noted that NYDA has been allocated a seat on the economic work stream of NAD joints to support initiatives for youth development and wanted to know the initiatives conducted on economic work stream. The committee also inquired, the committee also wanted to know how does NYDA ensures that youth and people with disabilities benefit from COVID-19 relief grant, especially youth and people with disabilities in rural areas. Resolutions? Partner with the Department of Health and Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development. Full stop. Ususelo on the issues, on the issue, umsuselo to Kinenjilago development. Rural development, full stop. We are given, Alice.
Yes, sir. I'm making amendments.
I left an access to access. The NYDA should prioritize the issue of land, agriculture and mining to ensure that young people benefit from these programs. The city related issues or labukuma artists or affecting the artists. The NYDA should work with the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture to deal with issues affecting artists. Or related to artists. Can I be assisted? Can I get hands from members so that we can move with speed? We've got a meeting that is starting at 10.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes, Honourable Nkweba.
Can Nelisa open again those minutes so that I must go to that bullet that you spoke about? My problem is that I can't open the minutes and then... I'm using one phone. My laptop has got challenges. I quickly want to help.
Okay. Honourable Masiko?
Yes, Honourable Chairperson. Okay. I'm not going to respond directly to the issue of the artist because I'm not sure exactly what we were referring to. But, Chair, I want to speak to two things. The first one is the last bullet for the resolutions where it says the NYDA should meet with the Department of Communication and Technology. I think it's important for us to write the departments correctly, and I think there we were referring to the Department of Communications, Telecommunications and Postal Services when we are speaking to issues of access to the internet for young people as well as data services. Secondly, Chairperson, it's just a minor issue, but I think it's of significant importance, the issue of uniformity. In some of our minutes, we are writing the resolutions before the remarks and the Chairperson, and in other minutes, we are putting them after we have closed the meetings also. I think we should have a standard uniform format of writing. Either we put them before the closing or we put them after. So I think it's something that I've picked up. Thank you, Chairperson.
I think that one, you're 100% correct. They must write minutes according to their format in Parliament. So where Nelisa has done it, vice versa, she must correct it. Honourable Nkweba.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Honourable, I think it was Honourable Mpiti who had a concern on the issue of young artists. Isn't it? Or you were talking about, young artists. I don't recall. What were we saying here? In terms of arts and culture.
Okay,
Honourable Nkweba.
No, thank you very much, Chair. May I start with the bullet that speaks to artists. Remember, there was an activity in the country. I'm not sure whether in KZN when artists were protesting that they are not being assisted during this period that we are of the COVID-19, and there was a distress from their side, and of which we then agreed that at least they must be assisted in terms of also accessing the COVID-19, you know, a relief grant. I think the one that deals with business and whatever. So that was the issue in terms of that bullet. We're then requesting the NYDA and then to liaise with the Department of Sports, Art and Culture to deal with issues that affect the issues that are related to artists, especially during this period of COVID-19. That was the issue in terms of that point. But however, Chair, the point below, I think I want to assist the meeting that, you know, the NYDA should prioritize issue of land, agriculture and mining to ensure that young people get access and benefit from these programs. That was the intention in terms of that program. I mean, in terms of that bullet, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Honourable Nkweba. And Kashifa, I have captured what Honourable Nkweba was saying. Talk to the exactly what we're saying in the meeting. Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Mkweba. Is there any member who wants to move for the adoption of the minutes with the amendments that we have made?
Yes, Chairperson, I move to adopt the minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Sheriff, for moving. Honorable Mkweba?
Seconding the minutes, Chair, and with the amendments.
Thank you very much. The minutes of the 9th July 2020 have been adopted. I'm not sure what you are going to do justice, because we need to log into the next meeting. Now, it's going to be 5 minutes less than my minutes, am I? Okay, let's deal with the minutes of the July, Ten July. Let's deal with 10 July. CGE. Yeah, it was not long. Yeah, CGE was very short, yeah. A briefing by a Commission for Gender Equality on Adjusted Annual Performance Plan and Budget for 2020-2021. Okay, on our deliberations was that we noted that the Commission would present reports that were not adopted by all commissioners in their plenary sittings, and requested that the commission should present a final report, so that that was adopted by their commissioners. We then requested them to withdraw the report and go back and discuss their report in their plenary, so that when they come to Parliament, when they table reports to the Parliament, it must be reports that were discussed in the plenary, because it can't be an individual report. It must be a commission, a committee report, whereby all commissioners were part of the meeting. And then that meeting resolved that they must go back and convene their plenary and process their reports properly, according to what it's supposed to, they're supposed to be doing, because it becomes clumsy when they come to the meeting and someone will say this and the other one will say something else, and they are contradicting each other. So that was the meeting that day. Can I get a mover for the adoption of these minutes, because they are a true reflection?
Yes, Chair, Masondo.
Okay, Honorable Masondo.
I propose that we move with the adoption of the minutes as presented to us.
Okay. Can I get the second, Honorable?
Chair, I second.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Masiko. I think we are done with the minutes of the minutes of the 10th July 2020 have been adopted. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. I think we have adopted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sets of minutes. So we are going to next week. I'm sure next week, Nelly Sane.
Yes.
Yeah, I think next week, Honorable Members, we'll have another day where we are going to adopt this set of minutes, the outstanding ones, because they are many now. Thank you very much, Honorable Members, for your attendance. of this meeting so that we are able to fast track the adoption of the outstanding minutes from last year. And the ones that are left now, I think, is how many?
There are still many, Chairperson. Chairperson?
Yes?
Yeah, I suggest that as we are going to have a day next week where we are going to adopt the minutes, because we do have those minutes now, let's try and read those minutes so that we don't come back and start reading page by page. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, because if it was possible, if we knew would see, we're going to take long, we're going to apply for the after-sitting meeting so that we finalize all these minutes. So, but I don't know what your house chairs are going, but it's fine, because maybe you've got other engagements, honorable members. We'll see what do we do next week so that we can finish. Next week, honorable members, we are presenting our report of the NYDA on Tuesday. So, I was informed yesterday that next week, Tuesday, we'll be presenting our report of NYDA so that it must be adopted officially by the House. So, members will be doing declarations from the committee. So I think we must be in the meeting next week. Thank you very much, honorable members. If there's nothing that you want to say, I can say the meeting is adjourned. Let's join our next meeting.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.